This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Just got an email from the Cook family lawyers.
Will you serve your papers?
They're probably going to sue me, calling their great-great-great-granddaddy a liar. Anyway, do you have to prove those things?
Well, you didn't mention his pants are on fire, so there's a little bit That's of true, leverage JJ. For you right there.
I'm going to use that. I'm probably going to represent myself. I don't have a lot of money for lawyers and stuff. Anyway, we'll tell you how that goes. Hey, couple things here in all seriousness. Thank you to all our listeners who sent a check or called in a donation or whatever for the 8 Days of Hope fundraiser we did.
Yes.
8 Days of Hope is a ministry that helps people rebuild their homes, basically, who have been struck by natural disasters like the hurricanes. And so they're down in the Houston area working. 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tiber, we've talked about him many times here on AFR. Well, we trust those guys. We know how the money's spent, and we decided to do a fundraiser for them. We don't take any of the money at all. We're not splitting this money with them. We just decided to pass the offering plate here on AFR. We thought it was the right thing to do. And a lot of people were asking us, hey, who do you trust AFR to give money to that'll use the money appropriately and do this in the name of Jesus, you know, as Christian witness. And 8 Days of Hope is that ministry that we partner with. Steve came by here yesterday, Steve Hyber, and Walker and I met him and gave him a check for how much money, Walker?
Well, the check was for $166,000.
Wow.
That was what we
Can
had.
Can you believe
this
that?
Far.
Wow.
That was just in 2 days.
Yeah.
That our listeners called in and gave that money. So we handed him a check on behalf of all our listeners for $166,000.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. And more is coming in.
Right.
But that was just
It'll top out at about 185.
Yeah. Our listeners are amazing. Thank you. And it's going to help the people from Texas and maybe spill over into Florida. Yeah. Those folks are suffering. You're right about the integrity and character of Steve Tiber and the volunteers. And many thousands of our AFR listeners have been on those short-term mission trips.
8 Days of Hope.
Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday it is. We've got, we got a few more minutes to the bottom of the hour. Let's repeat our questions and quickly as we can here and get back to the phones.
All right, here we go. My first question, which many people on Facebook have answered, but no one has called in and answered yet. How many castaways were there on the American sitcom Gilligan's Island? How many castaways were there on the American sitcom Gilligan's Island?
Sit right down and you'll hear a tale.
Second question is, the art and practice of garden cultivation and management is called what?
I know what that is.
Lastly?
Your mama's one of these.
Is she?
Yeah.
I hope it's a good one.
I mean, she's an amateur, but she could probably shame a lot of professionals.
Yeah.
In her skills as it relates to the kind of what
Work.
You're talking about.
Okay. In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, what's Romeo's last name? What is Romeo's last name?
And it's not Romeo. A lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, Romeo, where?
Where are you?
They say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People say it, Romeo. It's not Romeo. That's not his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
go ahead.
And you're talking about representing yourself, not to be confused with Romeo, and Romeo, the famous law firm.
Law firm. Good point, JJ. Thanks for clarifying that. What do you got?
Here's what I've got. First question, what year did the iPhone debut on the market? 2003, 2007, or 2010? Multiple choice. Second question, true or false, Henry Ford never had a driver's license. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. Mm-hmm. Who are the three original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain of restaurants? And I'll give you a hint. They're all three Hollywood action figures.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are the three original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain of restaurants?
All three of mine have been answered, so I'll add one more question then. How many British colonies formed the United States of America, and name them?
Oh.
How many British colonies formed the United States of America, and name them? There you go. Want to know the answer to that. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. I'm Tim with Walker, and JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper, is over here with us. Let's go back to the phones.
All right. We're going to go back to Kansas, and we're going to talk to Kathy. Kathy,
you rename her?
I renamed her.
Okay. Well,
Kathy, thank you for joining Trivia Friday.
I don't think you have that power, Walker.
Well, I can.
People like to do that.
Kathy, how are you doing this morning?
I am truly blessed, gentlemen, and how are you?
Amen. We are blessed as well, and thank you for listening and for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Just answer, please.
Okay, which one?
The Gilligan's Island.
All right, Walker, all right. Give her your question, even though you've never seen the show yourself.
Well, I've seen it. Y'all just ask if I've watched the whole episode.
The whole episode.
Yeah, and I'm not a liar.
You owe it to yourself to do that.
Yeah, watch a whole episode or two. Yeah.
You'd be a better man for it.
How many castaways were there on the American sitcom Gilligan's Island?
Seven.
That's correct, Kathy.
Seven. And name them. Name them.
Gilligan, the skipper to a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Marianne.
Here on Gilligan. Wait, that was eight.
I'll let you guys finish it.
Hold on. Go slower. Sing that slower. I'm counting here.
Go ahead.
Start over, Kathy. Kathy, don't listen
Gilligan,
to these others. Gilligan, okay.
The skipper two.
That's two.
A millionaire and his wife.
There you go.
A movie star. The professor and Marianne.
Here on Gilligan. Okay, I got you. All right, seven. You're correct. Seven. I thought there was eight. Somebody, you know, was missing. But, yeah, seven. Seven. There you go. Oh, wow. And all those, it's hard to put one above the other in that cast of characters there and, you know, what they mean to our country.
Yes.
I thought it was always strange that the professor could make a microwave oven or a, you know, name it. He could make anything.
Spaceship.
He could make a time machine, but they couldn't build a raft.
Off an island.
Yeah, couldn't get off the island.
Yeah.
He can make. Yeah. He could do surgery. Make you can do make X-rays out of coconuts or whatever that he'd come up with.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of those. A high percentage of those seven. They had issues. So it was kind of the first reality show if you think about it.
Well, they, I think you're right.
Don't you think so,
Kathy? Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kathy. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Have a good
God
one.
Blessing. Thank you.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Carrying all those clothes on a 3-hour tour. I don't know.
For Ginger?
How do you process that one? Huh?
Yeah, she had a lot of clothes.
Yeah, and the millionaires, too. Mr. and Ms. Howell. All right, back to the phones, Walker.
All right. We're going to go to Christine in Pennsylvania. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, Christine.
Good morning, Christine. Where are you calling from?
Oil City, Pennsylvania.
Great area.
JJ could run for mayor of Oil City, Pennsylvania and probably win.
Hey, I've been there about four times to speak. I was there last spring. Great, great people right there.
Absolutely.
You want to
ask or answer? Or both.
Well, all the ones I knew have already been taken to answer. Could you give me a?
Yes, I've got one. I think you should be able to answer, Christine. And that is this: how many British colonies formed the United States of America, and name them? Can you do that?
I don't think there was any British colonies.
Well, unless we've been lied to all these years, you know, in our history class.
Well, the Cook family lied, so
yeah, they did, Walker. And I don't
duly
back
noted.
I don't back down from that one.
One iota. I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay,
listen to me. Listen to me. Is it Christine?
Christine.
Okay, Christine. After we formed the United States of America, you're right, they weren't British colonies any longer. Mm-hmm. But this is not a trick question. There were 13...
Good job, Professor Tim. Good job.
I was flustered right there.
Got a little nervous.
Okay, there's your answer. I'm helping you.
13 colonies.
It's an open book test. Okay, Christine? 13's the answer. There are 13 original colonies that formed the United States of America. However, Christine, I did not answer for you the second half of that question. Do you know? Can you name the 13 original colonies? Come on, Christine.
I'll give it a try. I don't know.
Okay, come on, Christine. Let me just tell you this. You can rule out Nevada, okay? Rule that okay. one out. Because a lot of people slipped Nevada in there and had not one of the original 13. But can you name? Go ahead and get started.
Pennsylvania.
Do you have a helper there?
She said Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania is one. Yes, that's correct.
Virginia.
That's correct. You got 11 more.
I'm with you, Christine. I'd be moving slow trying to remember them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't know them, that's okay. But you're right. Pennsylvania and Virginia, that's two. How about that?
How about West Virginia?
West Virginia's not. We'll stop right there. But she got two of them. But anyway, does she have a question? Do you have a question for us, or have you already asked?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your question, Christine?
Who invented toilet paper?
Who invented toilet paper?
Oh, it was Mr. Whipple.
Wasn't that the same folks?
Mr. Whipple. Whipple. What was his name? Whipple.
Mr. Whipple.
Don't squeeze the Charmin. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Walker.
I just thought it might have been the same folks who created the rock pillow.
The rock pillow. The ancient Egyptians?
Yeah.
Well, they might have.
It Mr. Cook?
Yeah, that's funny.
Toilet paper. I don't know.
Who invented toilet paper? That's a little
known. I've heard who invented the toilet, but I don't want to say it on air. But
who invented toilet paper? We don't know.
In 1879, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Scott brothers.
Wow.
They had a paper where they sold, paper for newspapers and stuff like that. And they decided,
we get the rest of it, Christine.
Scott tissue paper, Scott paper. I guess that they're still around.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Christine. Sorry to interrupt.
The thing that I thought was interesting was that when it first was on the shelves in the stores, people wouldn't buy it because they didn't want people to see them buy it. Huh. And... so they
a little social stigma.
Actually, I would want people to see me buying it. Wouldn't you, Christine?
Well, today,
Yeah, well, times have changed.
The people used them in the hotels and decided that's okay. It's better than a corn cob.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've reached the end of this. story, Christine. Man. We appreciate
thank you
sharing
Christine.
That with
thank
you.
So have a great weekend.
You have a good one there. All righty then. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Am I alone here? You guys going to be able to stay with me? We got 11 more minutes to do the show.
Learning University.
Learning University.
No, that was. This is live radio, folks. This happens from time to time. And if you're critical of us, I'll just say you try doing this. Okay? You try doing this. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Heretofore.
And this will be the last time we'll repeat our questions. To the end for this show. So,
all
Walker,
right.
Go right ahead.
Two questions unanswered. The art and practice of garden cultivation and management is called what?
I know what that is.
Lastly, in Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Wherefore art thou? It was quite a name.
Here's what I've got. What year did the iPhone hit the market? 2003, 2007, or 2010? Second question, true or false? Henry Ford never had a driver's license. Is that true or false? Then the three original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain of restaurants, name them, and they're all three Hollywood action heroes.
I've just got one question left, and that is name the 13 original colonies, the British colonies that formed the United States.
And we got two. She helped us, so we know
it's
Virginia.
Virginia and Pennsylvania are two of the 13. Yeah. What are the other 11? Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're going to go back to the Tar Heel State from earlier, and we're going to talk to Dalton.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dalton.
Hey, Dalton.
Hey, where are you in North Carolina?
Castle Hayne, North Carolina.
Okay, is that like in the middle of the, where is that?
That's near the beach, near Wilmington.
New Wilmington, okay, wonderful. Yeah, we got a lot of listeners in the Wilmington area. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
What an answer.
Which one?
About the iPhone?
Yes, sir. Multiple choice, Dalton. Think back to when you got your first one. What year did the iPhone debut on the market? Was it A, 2003, B, 2007, or C, 2010?
I'm going to say 2007.
You're exactly right.
Good job.
So 10 years ago.
10 years ago, the iPhone changed the world.
Wow.
Now we don't talk to anybody. All we do is look at that little screen.
It is.
That's true.
Eddie, you really don't have to leave your bed to live anymore with those smartphones. You know, you order everything you need right there. Check the weather, even though you're never going to go outside.
You know? And they do say for all the good they're doing, they are harming the young people socially, that they don't know how to carry on a conversation. You look at a restaurant when you go out tonight or this weekend and look around and see how many people aren't talking to each other. They're just
Hey, I got a good idea. It isn't original with me, but if you're going to go out and eat with somebody, leave your phone in your car.
Yeah. That's what my wife and I do.
Yeah, leave in the car. Otherwise, you're going to be... Bing, ding, look.
Yeah.
You know, it interrupts your time. All right, what is your...
Dalton, what's your question for us?
I did not have a question. I was just going to answer.
All right, buddy. Have
All right,
a great
Dalton,
weekend.
Take care. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show and comment on the program there. We don't have time to go through all the comments, but a lot of funny comments today.
Yes, a lot of comments. We've had...
On our today's issue.
Let's see, 81 comments.
81 comments on our today's issue.
Please share that one where the guy was talking about the pillow. That was very clever.
Yes. Bobby,
Egyptian pillow.
Bobby said, during the 7 years of plenty, he's referring to scripture here, they used grain. During the 7 years of famine, the people ate their pillows and had to use stones.
We have some clever listeners.
And corn cobs, too. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, and we hope you're having a good week and hoping you're having a great weekend ahead. Let's go back to the phones, Walker.
All right. For the first time today, we're going to go to Georgia, and we're going to talk to Dan. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you folks?
Good.
Dan, thanks for calling, buddy. Where in Georgia do you live?
Warner Robins, just below me.
Okay.
Dan, I was in your state for many hours last Friday trying to leave Orlando and travel north. And we were creeping along 5 and 10 miles an hour for hundreds of miles.
You were the one following me, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you got caught up in that too, I bet, because I passed through Warner Robins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were camping in Jacksonville, and we were coming back, but we took the state roads back.
I wish I'd have done that. Yeah, that was the most traffic I've ever seen in my entire life, and probably the slowest, not counting the time you're in the parking lot leaving a ball game or a concert, but when it does that for hundreds of miles, it starts to take its toll.
Why do you want to relive that again? All right, Dan, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both.
Well, I'm going to ask what do you call, back in the heydays, when you were cutting wheat by hand. What did you call the device?
I think it was a scythe. S-C-T-H-Y.
I think you're about to say that's right.
That's correct. Or a sickle.
Yeah, or a sickle.
Good
a
job,
sickle.
JJ.
Is that the blade? You're talking about
wooden,
the blade?
The big wooden handle. And it's got a handle halfway
down. Got a moon-shaped blade on the end of
that's
it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's called a sickle?
A big
plus it had a curve in the handle, too.
That's right, curve in the handle.
It was used
anyway,
for wheat.
But I did want to dispute the states that ended in Y, because I went to the schools that had a lot of union represent, and I thought it was Illinoisy and Alabama.
Illinoisy and what?
Alabama.
That's good.
That just depends on if you've got a banjo on your knee when you're traveling there.
You see, that was the schools, public schools.
Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
Good stuff, Dan. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to FR.
Susanna. You can keep going. I was
don't you cry
that
for me. What I got to say, Susanna, because I come from Louisiana with a banjo on my knee. I mean, people can say that.
Exactly.
Huh? And Alabama and Louisiana weren't even part of the 13 original colonies. And they still got a song from early American history right there. Am I right?
You're exactly right.
All right, let's go back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Virginia and talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Bonnie, you're our very last caller for today, so make your family proud and your church members and make us proud.
Okay, I'd like to answer the one about Romeo.
All right, that's my question. What is Romeo's last name in the Shakespeare tragedy Romeo and Juliet?
Well, I know it's the two families, Capulets and Montagues, and I think he's the Montague.
That is correct, Bonnie.
Yeah,
he knows her Shakespeare.
Because I think the Capulets are part of the veins that run through your body. So they didn't want to, you know, do that. I mean, get that all.
That gets confusing. No,
right.
You're right.
You don't even have to be a doctor and you know how confusing that would be.
Yes, absolutely.
Good point, JJ.
Hey, you got it, Bonnie. Way to end the program strong.
Do you want to ask us?
I just wanted to make a comment on the Egyptian pillows.
Yes.
I think those were for the pharaohs who were entering their eternal rest, and they were called headstones.
Okay. Well,
I wondered about that when you said headstones. I wonder if they meant grave markers or the bed, the back of the bed. What do you call the back of the bed?
The headboard.
Headboard.
Man, I just asked a simple question. I think Bonnie's
pulling your leg.
Y'all got me all baffled here.
Bonnie beat us at our own game.
Bonnie out-Tim me right there.
Out-Tim me.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bonnie, and make sure you watch our commercial about our Egyptian pillows.
Real quickly, questions unanswered.
All mine are answered.
JJ?
Henry Ford never had a driver's license. True or false? What do you guys
say? I'll
say
true.
I'm going to say false.
It's false. He did have a driver's license. And then the three original owners of Planet Hollywood, Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
13 original colonies, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, Connecticut, Massachusetts Bay is what it was called, Maryland, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Virginia, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island. It's called Rhode Island. The official name is Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations. But they later went on to form a rock band.
The Rhode Island
Rhode
Reds.
Island and the Providence Plantations. They opened for the Rolling Stones later on. Hey, have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care.